Many other examples could be given to help you, the caregiver, find and receive the support and help you and your loved ones may need. It is impossible to include examples of each and every problem, but the stories we just heard include helpful ideas and possible answers for some of the most common problems. We heard John's concerns about talking to his wife Susan about his feelings. He didn't want to be an added burden on her. He felt he had to shoulder all the responsibility. We also listened to Elena's search for information to help her and her husband Salvador find out what they should do when treatment was no longer stopping the cancer from growing. Sandra was a friend, a nurse, and the caregiver for Jean, who had no family nearby. Mary found that she had become so isolated while caring for her husband that she was dealing with her own problems of depression. Mei Ling's story pointed out the concerns of those caregivers who have many roles, such as mother, employee, caregiver to her elderly parent, and now caregiver to her spouse. Brian's parents learned that they needed to know Brian's concerns better in order to do what's best for him. Katie found out that help was available to her. She just had to ask for it. And Grace needed to know that she should advocate for herself to get what she and her husband needed. These are real people, possibly with some of the same concerns that you may have.
All of the six skills, communicating, finding information, making decisions, solving problems, negotiating, and standing up for your rights, are described in more detail in the basic skills programs of the Cancer Survival Toolbox. These skills can play a major role in dealing with problems that arise for caregivers. We hope that your use of these skills will help you maintain balance and quality in your life. As a final note, please refer to the booklet that came with the Cancer Survival Toolbox for a list of nationwide resources specifically for cancer survivors. Two organizations that you may want to contact are the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, which has free booklets on remaining hopeful after a cancer diagnosis, advocating for yourself and others, working with your healthcare team to make sure your needs are met, insurance issues, and employment rights. NCCS can also provide information about cancer survivorship issues. Their number is 1-888-650-9127 or visit www.canceradvocacy.org, www.cancer-advocacy.org. The Cancer Support Community at 1-888-793-935 has free program cross-country for giver. This is the end of the Cancer Survival Box program titled Care of the Caregiver. May all want to listen to your cancer survival tool programs such as Find for Men, Making Vision, and Step for the New Diagnosed. Also want to listen to other Cancer Survival Toolbox programs such as Finding Information, Making Decisions, and First Steps for the Newly Diagnosed.